KCME welcomes Mara Pearl, bestselling author and noted actress, and she will be performing at the Colorado Springs Conservatory's venue, The Mezzanine, in an award-winning play called Sea Marks by Gardner McKay. The performance is for the general public, February 26th, 27th, 28th, and March 1st. Mara, thank you for dropping by, taking time to speak to us.
Thank you so much. My pleasure to be here.
Well, you're an actress. Or should I say actor? Is that the present term to use? I keep saying actress, and sometimes I stop myself when I say that. But
my younger colleagues do tend to say actor. Okay. I still think of myself as an actress.
Okay. You're an actress. You're a writer. What came first, writing or acting?
I'm not sure. I think from earliest times, I was doing both. There was a hearth in front of the fireplace when I was a little girl. I thought that was a stage. So I did a show every night, but I also wrote my own shows. So I really was a hyphenate, even back then, writer, actress.
You're the author of two novels, Where the Heart Lives and What the Heart Knows.
Yes.
Are these romantic novels?
They are romantic. They are not romance novels per se, which have a particular structure. My story structure tends to be a bit more complex. In fact, those two books are part of a pentalogy. So the five-book series will tell the complete story, the Milford Haven novels. And the Milford Haven novels started out as a radio drama called Milford Haven.
So this is a work in progress. We've got three more novels to look forward to.
Yes.
Milford Haven, is that the radio play, the BBC radio play that you also wrote?
Yes.
Let's talk about Sea Marks. Is it a romantic drama, you would say? It's two people.
It's two people.
A fisherman falls in love with a woman he sees once, and the story goes from there.
Yes.
It's a love story, but it's also perhaps love on terms.
I've thought of a term for this story recently. I like to call it a Celtic love knot.
Okay.
It's complex. It is certainly romantic. It's funny. It's poignant. It's also sad. It's people trying to work out a relationship, dealing with long distance and two very different lifestyles.
He's an Irish fisherman, played by Christopher Law.
Yes.
And you're Welsh, and I don't want to mispronounce your name, so I'll just ask you what
it's
your name
Timothea
is.
It's Timothea Stiles.
Timothea Stiles. So I take it you don't live in the same village that he does.
No. Okay. I'm living in the big city of Liverpool.
Oh, okay.
He's living on an island in the Inishears, which is the northwestern coast of Ireland, about as rugged as one can get.
Now, this is the 30th anniversary of the first time you performed this with Christopher Law, and 30 years ago you performed this at the Fine Arts Center here in the Springs?
We did, and it was a wonderful experience.
Well, it's 30 years later. And you're celebrating what would have been the 100th anniversary of your father, who has recently passed away.
Yes.
Over the 30 years, what has changed? What have you found anything new to bring to your role? Anything different? Life's changes?
Oh, yes.
You know.
So much. Christopher and I loved this play way back when. Each of us, we found it independently. A mutual friend, my manager, brought us together. And we had a great success with the play, and I think we were quite competent performers and well-suited to the material back then. But now, what we bring is years of life experience, quite a bit more exposure to different kinds of stories, for me, performing in many other things, writing myself. One answer to the question is, we're much better at the fight scenes now.
That's a practice.
Well, I think you learn over time to stand up for yourself. You learn what matters to you most. You tiptoe around the other person a bit less. That's part of it. Mm-hmm. And part of it is that these characters, who now are also older, have much more at stake. They have fewer decades left in which to squander opportunity. So it really matters what happens. Yes.
I was saying you had experience arguing. You were also Darla Cook in The Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
You said that was back in the mid-80s?
I was on that show in the mid-80s, right after Sea Marks, as a matter of fact.
Now, you've got a story about the gentleman who did the announcement for Days of Our Lives. The one that I remember as a child, you know, like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
See, you have the voice for it.
Well, that voice was
MacDonald Carey.
Yes, okay.
Right? And Mac was a big movie star.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy always wearing the black hat. He didn't generally play the hero, he played the anti-hero. He had a deeper voice. He brought a kind of gravitas. And he was one of the first big movie stars ever to move to television. And I don't know what those conversations were exactly with the Corday family. But I am sure, having known Mac and worked with him, that he wanted a core set of values to be the center of that show, or he wouldn't have agreed to do it. So he became the patriarch of Salem in Days of Our Lives. And of course, he was such a delight to work with, so experienced and kind and generous to all his colleagues. There was a funny story. When I finished doing Days of Our Lives, I took a notion to start my own soap opera, which was Milford Haven. One of my cast members was taking voice lessons with Mac. So here's MacDonald Carey, many, many years into his career, still studying voice, which I love. I respect that. Well, my cast member, Sally Rayner, told Mac that she was now performing in a radio drama, and he became wildly jealous and wanted to be in the show. Well, he didn't really put together my name, and he called me and he said, "Well, hello, this is MacDonald Carey." And of course, you know who it is before he's finished speaking his name. And I said, "Mac, it's me." And he said, "Now, I understand that you're a producer doing a radio drama." I said, Mac, it's Mara, it's me." Finally, he heard me and he said, "Oh, well, for heaven's sakes." He said, "Well, come over to my house right now." So nice. We had a great conversation, and I was in the planning stages of bringing him into the show when he became ill and passed on. But what a lovely man to work with, and what a great legacy. And I'm happy to say the show is still on and they still use his voice.
Let's mention your website quickly. It's marapurl.com, M-A-R-A-P-U-R-L.com. It has information on your two novels, and you have a blog, and it talks about sea marks and other things. It's a great place to visit. Let's mention the performances again of Sea Marks at the Colorado Springs Conservatory's mezzanine venue. It'll be February 26th, 27th, 28th, and March 1st. Mara, how about the music? You tell me there's some very special music for the
very
production.
Very special. I have friends named Marilyn Harris and Mark Wolfram, who are noted composers, and was very fortunate that they created a score for Sea Marks for us. So their lovely music will be used as bridges between scenes and before and after. We love Celtic music, and I know that there are Celtic bands in the area, and I think there's a natural connection here. That's part of that Celtic love knot. That's very special music that is so vibrant and places you in a mood and in a place the moment you hear the opening strains.
Information on all of these events at the mezcos.com or csconservatory.org. Information on Sea Marks, an award-winning play by Gardner McKay, starring Mara Pearl, also starring Christopher Law. Could we talk a little bit about Christopher Law?
By all means.
Yes, let's not forget him. He's half of the...
It's
you and Christopher.
That's right. Well, he's a wonderful actor. He was quite well known for doing commercials many years ago. Then we did our play, and when our involvement with Sea Marks ended, he married a wonderful writer, talk show host, author, and they had a very exciting, adventurous life together. They lived in Africa, and Christopher started a company which takes people on photography safaris to Africa, something that he still does. And he has now come back to Los Angeles and, as he says, rebooted his acting career, oddly enough, once again with Sea Marks.
Mara, let's talk some about the venue at the mezzanine. Is this something different Is this something unusual for you as far as where you're going to be performing the space at the mezzanine?
Yes, I think it's very exciting. It's an intimate performing space, and I think it's very avant-garde. I think it's fascinating that Colorado Springs has such a variety of performance spaces and so many performing artists, a very vital art scene, let's say, here in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. So everything from the Pikes Peak Center for large shows where we went to see the Doobie Brothers, for example, to the Fine Arts Center, to something like the Mez, I think of it as a place to do experimental theater. It's also a place where young performers can put on a show and not have to be forced to leave town before they engage in a professional performance. And I think Linda Weiss, the founder of the Colorado Springs Conservatory, and her partners have created something useful, dynamic, creative. I'm very excited about it and very honored to be included in their roster of shows.
And before I forget, and I should not, Eve Tilly will be directing.
The great Eve Tilly.
Yes,
how
yes.
Wonderful is that? I've wanted to work with her forever. She's been a friend, but someone I greatly respect. I'm finding that working with her is a great joy. She's creative, dynamic. She's a dynamo.
The event coming up is Sea Marks, an award-winning play. It'll be at the Mezzanine, the Colorado Springs Conservatory's new venue, February 26th, 27th, 28th, and March 1st, and also a masterclass for young writers and actors on February 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. For more information, go to themezcos.com. That's themezcos.com. Also, information on Mara Pearl, M-A-R-A-P-U-R-L, marapearl.com. Mara, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Keith.
Music heard during this interview, courtesy of Marilyn Harris and Mark Wolfram. For more information, their website, WrightWoodRecords.com. That's W-R-I-G-H-T, WoodRecords.com. You're listening to the KCME Culture Zone on Classical 88.7 KCME.